Well, these were individual houses, but they were all built right straight down the street, and they looked just alike.
And row houses are connected?
Row houses, I've always thought of as being connected. They're kind of like townhouses that we refer to today.
Well, what would be the difference? Economic level?
Well, you can't really say that. There were some of the very most expensive houses in New York on Fifth Avenue and so forth. Ever since the word are row houses. 2 or 3 stories high. And have common walls, but they're very expensive. And there are cheap row houses also. It's just a concept of housing, that's all. It's like a condominium.
Okay, well that's, when you're talking about a condominium, you always call it a condominium, or do you ever refer to it in a different manner?
No, nowadays condominiums mean a particular thing.
Do you ever call it a condo?
No. That's just like I don't call a Cadillac a caddy, but some people do.
Okay. Will you call a Chevrolet a Chevy?
Yeah, I do.
What about an apartment that occupies the entire level of a building? I don't think we really use this.
I don't know what you'd call that. I don't know.
Like a flat? What would you call it? How would you define a flat?
I never have really known. I've heard about them, but I haven't ever really known what a flat is.
Then a man that lives in an apartment building who takes care of all the maintenance. What would you call him?
Well, I guess you'd call him the superintendent, or the maintenance man, maintenance engineer, manager, something like that.
What kind of equipment might you use to take care of a yard or a garden?
Hose, rakes, shovels.
Okay, what about your yard? What would you use to keep it manicured?
Lawnmower.
And what are the different types of lawnmowers that there are?
There's riding mowers and reel mowers.
What do you mean by reel?
Meaning that the blades go around like a reel. And then, I can't think of the name of the type of mower that we have, but it's not a reel, it's the most popular type. Just has a blade on it, goes around and around, like an airplane propeller. I can't think of the name of it.
Call it a blade? Rotary?
Yeah, I guess a rotary, yeah.
And then to possibly plow or to break up the ground, what would you, in a garden?
Well, you'd use a little gasoline plow. Okay.
Would you make any distinction between a rake to use for different jobs according to what you're going to use them for?
No, a rake is a rake.
Yeah, so a dirt rake would be the same thing as a leaf rake.
Oh, no, I think the leaf rake is one of these things that's sort of like, you handle sort of like a broom. That's what I believe you call a leaf rake.
And then what would you call a dirt rake?
Just a rake.
And you would say, bring me the leaf rake?
Yeah. Or I'd say, bring me the rake. If I said, bring me the rake, I'd mean to get a rake.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What if you wanted to cut your bushes to even them? What might you use?
Clippers.
Okay. What if they were electrically powered? What might you call them?
I'd call them the electric clippers.
What about shears? Do you ever think of those as being shears?